Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Joe, you and I were talking off air. We're talking about, as President Trump wants another election right now, and that, well, there's nothing in the Constitution. Well, let me tell you, there is, but we have, Rudy Giuliano, he knows a little bit about that, and so does Giuliano, who, or Steve Bannon, the two of them.
Yeah.
Did I get Bannon right? All right, there you go.
All right, Giuliani.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to hear a little bit of what they have to say. So go ahead and take it away.
Wisdom, Rudy the Great, Giuliani, the greatest mayor in the history of New York. Rudy the Great. No, Rudy, so first off, you know, and Ron Brownstein from the Los Angeles Times, they also put his stuff up at CNN. He wrote a piece, and I want if Denver can please put it up sometime on the screen where Rudy and I chat, because there's a couple of pieces up, but I think his is the most profound. He said, look, instead of the Republicans are running on what Steve Cortez said, inflation, immigration, right, the economy and crime, and they don't mention wokeness because they don't want to talk about that. But that's our set of issues. And he says the Democrats have to run and what they have to do. And it was reinforced by the professor from Fordham that said they have to run on climate change, abortion, and threats to democracy. Do understand the Democrats can't win unless they steal elections. I understand that gets under the skin, but that's reality. So when we win these secretaries of state.
I don't think anyone better than you and I understand that, Steve. We lived it, right? You and I lived that
big time.
In the foxhole for quite some months, and we saw evidence of it abounding.
By the way, we're still in a couple of foxholes in regards to that, and we're never giving up. Hold it. I want to talk, now that you bring it up, for the FBI or anything like that, I want to, you know, Trump put out on Truth Social, and MSNBC's got up there right now, a piece about how many Republicans agree. Trump put up last night that, hey, because of the Hunter situation, because the FBI guy either getting fired or quitting, because of Facebook saying the FBI told him not to do it, that he wants, you know, that he won and he wants another election immediately. I keep saying the Biden electors can't get certified. They're not going to be Trump election. We don't need another national election. It's called and I keep trying to get this into people's minds. It's a contingent election. It gets kicked. You're not going to flip the Biden electors or Trump electors. You're going to not be able to certify the Biden electors. And by not certifying the Biden electors, the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and our beloved Constitution have a way that what's supposed to happen. That is a contingent election in the House of Representatives where you vote by state party delegation. And guess what? Even with Liz Cheney voting Wyoming for the Democrats, I think we still win 26-24. So, yes, we heartily believe what President Trump said, because we know that the Biden electors can't be certified in Arizona or Georgia or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin, those five states. That gets us below 270. That means you got to have a contingent election. So let's do it. Let's start the contingent election, this week. Let's do it. That's what we should do. And MSNBC suck on that. No, it's not another national general election. And it's not flipping those electors to Trump. There should be another election. And it's set up. What did they understand? By the way, Jamie Raskin knows this. He goes on TV all the time. In fact, he corrected me. He says, Bannon's wrong. It's not 27-23. Liz Cheney would vote. She's the one delegate from Wyoming. And by the way, I give it to Jamie Raskin. You're right on that one. I give that one to you. So we win, 26-24. So, but that's the election we should have. Rudy, get us up to date on the PSYOPs. You've been through this enough times where they're trying to suppress our vote now by getting everybody terribly depressed, and they're saying the more you talk about Trump, the worse it's going to get. Rudy the Great.
Well, the psyops of the Democrat Party are amateurish, and we should have figured them out almost from day one. Now it's projection. They try to take the heat off the things they did wrong, unethical crimes, who knows what else, and they charge us with it. So right now, where the half fascists, where the semi-fascists. So first of all, what's a semi-fascist? You're either a fascist or you're not. And they're the ones who are acting like fascists. So they put it on us. They put the whole thing
on us. They're not acting like fascists. They are fascists. They like big tech oligarchs. They like big media oligarchs. They like concentration of state. They like concentration of state capitalism and total authoritarian rule. They are truly fascist. They have taken the Mussolini and Hitler model and perfected it, right?
100%. And they're doing it day in and day out. The raid on Mar-a-Lago is a general warrant. It would fit the definition of George III's writ of attainder. I don't want to get terribly historic or technical, but it's about as close to a writ of attainder as we've had since the 18th century. It gives itself away by providing 18 days in order to execute it. Therefore, it says on the face of it, this is nothing important. You don't take 18 days to go get nuclear material or a gun. The FBI took an entire weekend to get around to doing it. Headline, affidavit, warrant, not so important. It completely blows what they were doing there. I mean, and the reality is they're getting desperate. This whole idea of paying so much attention to us, not just you and me, but the whole thing, everything on CNN and MSNBC is about, they're afraid as hell. They know beyond this poll or that poll, the essential movement of the American people, when it's been engaged, is to resist being dominated. Look how that lady you interviewed went right back to the pandemic. She saw the connection that you and I have been making for 2 years. She got it. This is what they were doing all through the pandemic, acting like fascist dictators. Now they're taking it big time. He passes one of the most significant financial actions in American history, this forgiving of the loan. It's an amount of money never forgiven. He has no legal authority to do it. And he does it by dictate. Only dictators dictate. It should be done by vote. Every childhood student of history and civics knows the power of the purse belongs with the legislature. He's robbed it. And think about this, from his own legislature. Imagine what he'd do to a Republican legislature. He's afraid of letting them vote on this. Really, take from some people, give to other people, which is inherently unfair, immoral, illegal, and by the way, about as clear an indication that he's become, in effect, a communist. Take from some, give to the other. And he decides.
They're trying to get us not to talk about Trump. They're saying that any discussion about Trump, that this shifts the center of gravity away from, like, people can't keep two things in their brain at the same time. Do you believe that? Do you believe the discussion of Mar-a-Lago and what this police state, the Gestapo move by the FBI on President Trump and Mar-a-Lago?
Do I believe it's a Gestapo move by the FBI? 100%. From things that people who haven't been federal prosecutors wouldn't even look at or realize, like the 11-day delay. I've been before many magistrates and federal judges on warrants for real crime, serious crime. People going to die in a couple of days. They don't put down 3 days, 4 days, 2 days. Like, they put down, here's the word, forthwith. That means get your backside out of there and get there and save those people's lives. You don't break into a president's home unless there's no other way to do it. They don't demonstrate in the affidavit there's no other way to do it. And then this general warrant thing. 9 hours?
Hang over a second. We're going to take a short break.
We're back. We are back. Are we back? We're back, right? Okay. Leaders of a Christian school in Florida have received death threats after saying they will only refer to students by the sex assigned at birth. And pupils who are LGBTQ will be asked to leave the private Christian school located in Valerico, around 20 miles outside of Tampa. It said students found participating in such lifestyles will be asked to leave. Well, we'll get to that in a moment, but everything they were just telling you, Joe, I think that answers your questions. It's growing and growing. More and more people. Now, you're seeing Joe Obama, Biden becoming more hostile. You're right. You can see the fear the Democrats have. They know they've been caught. They have been caught, and they know that there's growing opposition to the corruption, to the absolute, complete, and total corruption by the Democratic Communist Party. Now, I'm seeing that there's some defectors there. Some of those Congress people are saying, "Hey, you know what? I'm not with him." In fact, when Joe Obama goes now to do his speeches, mostly only the real radicals will show up with him out there. Only the hardcore communists. So, anyhow.
Well, this goes along with it. You remember when Zuckerberg came out and talked about how the FBI kind of hinted and nudged and basically told him to can the story on the laptop. New York Post said the FBI followed Zuckerberg's admission with a statement. Quote, the FBI routinely, this is in the New York Post, this is a quote from the FBI, FBI routinely notifies U.S. private sector entities, including social media providers, of potential threat information so they can decide how to better defend against threats, so they can decide. Now, if it was real national security, they wouldn't allow them to make a decision. The Bureau went on. The FBI has provided companies with foreign threat indicators to help them protect their platforms and customers from abuse by foreign influence actors. But when they came down and included social media in here, you know there's something going on, because today the other big headline is Elon Musk said he's got reasons to back out. There's a whistleblower in Twitter who was the former chief of security. Now, that's about as high up in Twitter as you can get without owning the company, right? And he said Twitter has serious privacy and security vulnerabilities. And he said national security may have been placed at risk because of certain Twitter policies. So now you've got a whistleblower coming out on Twitter talking about how they've breached privacy, security, they may have even messed up national security. We've got the 20 FBI whistleblowers coming out. It sounds like there are a few things starting to unravel all at once.
Absolutely. All right, now, when I had read the chief administrator of the private school there, the Christian school, they've been getting death threats because they're standing against the sin of sodomy. And so I don't think the FBI is doing anything about that, are they? Let me see here.
You don't see them doing anything that actually go out and handle any kind of crime. Hey, here's something the FBI could have done. It's in World News Daily, which, by the way, is under a heavy, heavy attack from Silicon Valley trying to shut them down. New documentary reveals likely voting machine tampering. Yeah, patriots concerned about election fraud aren't giving up. They're still trying to get to the bottom of the election. And there's a new documentaries are out there exposing different discrepancies. Selection Code came out this month. There were several others coming out. The Colorado Secretary of State, Gina Griswold, who was funded by George Soros, the state was going to install a new version of the election software on the election computers that would delete election files. Yeah, she's required by law, remember, to retain files for 24 months after the election. And so this Peters... This is the good guy, Peters.
Peters is a female. She's supposed to be...
Right.
Peters,
right, she's the good guy, but she was told by this Secretary of State, the George Soros, you know, paid for a whore, that they were going to come in and put this whole new software. But Peters went ahead and made copies in advance, made her own copies and hid them, and now they're showing up that there was corruption. So we've got three or four new things coming up where they're showing voting machine tampering problems. It just, the news just keeps on coming.
We've been in touch with her office, Joe, and we're trying to get her on the radio program. So we've been in touch with her office, with Peters, to get her on here.
We're taking her to court. So the Republicans are fighting back, and there are, anyway, several stories that we don't have time to go into because they're complicated. There's a lot of, you have to get into weeds. But there's a lot of new information showing there was more and more corruption, like we said there was, with the Dominion voting machines and the process and everything else.
Well, here's the problem. Most of those machines are still in place. That hasn't been changed. Yeah.
We told them, a couple weeks ago that the Democrats were trying to do the same thing with this election they did in the last one, and there's only a few states that are trying to change and get things right. It's going to be, and if we don't do something, they're going to do the same cheating they did before.
You're telling me. All right. After School Satan Club coming to a school district near you. This is off of Blabber Buzz. Okay. When students return to a school in one Pennsylvania district, they will have a new religious choice. A Pennsylvania school district is allowing the Satanic Temple to host a back-to-school event at their high school. I'm going to tell you something. Any parents in that school district, and that's the Northern York County country of schools. Okay, York is bad. York, Pennsylvania, oh boy. The back-to-school event is planned days after a prayer night with Dillsburg Community Worship and Prayer Hosts. Administrators from the Northern York County School District put their stamp of approval on allowing the Satanic Temple to host the event. The Satanic event is a part of the after-school Satan Club. And I'm going to tell you this. Any parent that won't pull their children out of that school system don't love their children, okay? And those parents should be out there. Those parents in York, if you care anything about it, they're taking your tax dollars, and you should go and you should stand up. And that school board needs to go. And the administrators from the Northern York County School District, they need to go. They need to go. The Pennsylvania district was not always open to the idea. In April, the group tried to get an after-school Satan Club up and running at the school. However, the school board reportedly turned them down. At that time, members of the community and parents were angry when they heard of the group's proposal to be welcomed to the school district. One Perry County resident, Jennifer McAllister, said the idea is crazy. She said, they already took God out of the schools, and now they're let Satan in. That's just crazy. Well, of course, that's exactly what they want to do. The door was left open, and Satan came in.
Satan, here's a perfect example. There was a mother, and she had a formerly transgender child that's trying to come back to normal, trying to detransition. And she's helping, she's online, right, and trying to find out information. Well, she happens to get into a chat line hosted by the Trevor Project, you know, one of those nonprofits that's supposed to be helping transgender youth and mental health. And this is according to National Review and stories in the Daily Caller. Anyway, this lady, we're keeping her identity hidden, discovered this chat room, and instead of conversations, intelligent things, she hears things about fetishes relating to animals, fecal matter, bondage, adults pushing minors to open up and talk about sex, hide things from their parents. And she took different screenshots to prove what she ran into. And the article just shows a lot of the stuff, some of it I can't read on a radio, very graphic, and this was stuff where these kids were supposed to be getting help or counseling, and it's all talking about sex organs, fetishes, some drinking urine, all kinds of weird things. And this is supposed to be a youth mental health organization. And this chat room, she said, was the most sickening, vile, and she had some snapshots to back it up. So this is Satan. Satan trying to destroy children, trying to get them to change their sex and come over to the dark side. It's the same Satanism, only without the symbolism, right?
Joe, give the address of What's Right, What's Left Ministries out, folks. If we're gone, you're going to have the mainstream media. Now, I want to praise the good Lord for the other conservative Christian news outlets, but there's been none. You know, Joseph Farrell was a pioneer, and this is why they hate him so much, because he was one of the first ones out there to start putting these emails out and exposing this. We've been doing this, again, for 50 years, and they really want us gone. I mean, they really, really do want us gone. But by God's grace, we've withstood the attacks and that. And so, Joe, give the address, because, folks, if we're gone, you're not going to hear any of this being reported. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they're the opposition. They aid and abet all of this stuff. But go ahead, Joe.
All right. The address is WRWL Ministries, 14781, 14781, Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. One more time, it's WRWL, that'll get through, but Ministries, 14781, 14781, Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And just remember, like WND.com, WorldNewsDaily.com, they were trying to demonetize it. Now Google is warning readers, WorldNet Daily, WND may harm your computer. I've been going to this site for as long as Joe Farrah's been up on the, never had a single bit of trouble, but they're coming out with warning, it's dangerous and all kinds of weird things. Before, it just said they weren't telling the truth and whatever. Now they're, this will harm your computer. So it just keeps on going. There is no lie that they won't tell. There is no foul deed they won't do to keep the truth from you. And the only advantage that we have is we can't be demonetized, because this ministry totally depends on you, the listener. Your donations pay our bills. Pastor Ernie has never taken any money in all the years he's been on radio. Nobody in this ministry has ever taken a dime in income. The donations pay the radio bills, and that's what's kept us out of trouble. We haven't been able to be demonetized. Our sponsors haven't been able to be driven away. Our income sources can't be harmed because it's you, the listener. So that's the only thing we've got going for us.
Well,
God's protecting us.
We need to tell them, too, that we have a newsletter, and it's the information, the same, very same things that you hear on this radio program. We get your stories. Now, some of the stuff we don't actually, maybe we don't. Maybe we haven't been able to cover it, but it's important. And we get it in the newsletter, and we get it to you. The newsletter is free. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. Now, sometimes we'll have people will send us a list of 20 people, say, could you send them all this newsletter? We don't do that because you might think that they want that newsletter, folks out there, but often they don't, okay? And so what happens, people don't like to have something sent to them without their permission. And so what we do is, folks out there that's listening to us tonight, if you want that newsletter, all you got to do is send us a little card with your name and your address very clearly written. I mean, very clearly written. Joe, we'll actually get cards and our letters saying, would you send it? And they'll actually give us an address, and there'll be no return, no name, just a return address, a street.
Address. Or
right.
Sometimes they'll invert numbers that we can't read, so it doesn't hurt to include your phone number, too, so if we can't read something, we can call you and ask so we can send it to the right address.
Absolutely, very clearly. All right, children seen celebrating, cheering on drag performers at Texas Drag Show while armed Antifa members guard the venue. That's right. These sickos, you got sickos, footage from North Texas restaurant, kid-friendly drag shows, children celebrating with cross-dressers while armed Antifa members are surround the event venue. Here is an article. Independent journalist Tyler Hansen first filed and reported on the Barrel Babes Drag Branch drag show event, which was held at Anderson Distillery and Grill at Roanoke, Texas. Unbelievable. While the event's advertisement graphic claimed it would have dancing music and laughs and was for all ages, the performance was quite controversial. Over 20 children were in attendance and multiple teachers, Hansen said on Twitter, adding footage of the scene inside and outside of the restaurant during the event. Folks, this is satanic. This is right from hell. This is right from the pits of hell. The video shows children jumping with excitement at the cross-dressers parade around in bizarre-looking costumes. Children who seem to be of elementary school age are approaching the drag artists with dollar bills while smiling and praising these dancers. Vulgarity, sexualization of minors, and partially nudity, Hansen warned on the Twitter. So, again, any parent that would allow their children should that should be arrested and charged with child abuse. And I'm going to tell you, you know, if they think that the law would be hard on them, wait till God gets a hold of them, and he will. He will. All right, there you go.
Exactly. I've got a story we've got to get out. George Barna has been doing holding and research, senior research family for the Family Research Council, Biblical Worldview. He's put out some great stuff over the years. We've used it on the radio a lot. And he is saying that now is the time, all hands on deck for the election 2020. If we do not stand this November, we may not have the chance again. And he's saying that this November 8th midterm election represents a critical moment for biblical Christians in America. And the reason why, he goes on and he says, well, for years they've talked about the church doesn't get involved in politics. And now they did a big, long study, and here are the statistics. Among the theologically defined born-again Christians, one in five isn't registered to vote. Do you hear that? Among those that said they were born again, one in five responded that they weren't registered to vote. Not even one in four volunteered for a candidate, donated money, or participated in a march or a rally. It was about the same for, like, Protestant and Catholics, the same thing. For adults who attend an evangelical church, one out of six isn't registered to vote. Not even one out of four will do anything to help a candidate donate or try to help register other voters. And even with the real spiritually active Christian conservatives, they call them sage cons, they bear more in common with just the regular, you know, they are very politically aware, but they aren't politically active. Barely one-third of them invests in persuading other individuals to vote for a conservative candidate or for a certain specific way. So he said, we are in a time of national distress. The church needs to step up its game. Everyone, get everyone you know to get out there and vote. And we've got to quit this stuff with the church. Well, with church, our church doesn't get involved in politics. Yeah, we're going to let the devil run the government, and we'll just sit back and I've heard that. Well, I'll pray about it. No, God wants us to pray, yes, but he also tells us, he's given us these active verbs like run to the battle, fight the fight, stand in the gap, kind of rebuke, reprove. There's a whole list. I think I've got about 30 words, and they're all action verbs, active verbs. He wants you to be a doer of the word, a doer of the work, a doer of the law. So when George Barna was really, I haven't heard him speak like this since he started putting information out many, many, many years ago. So I would take this to heart, folks.
All righty, very good. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Children, giving them to somebody else for money that they get from the federal government. That means that all 50 states are involved in government-subsidized child trafficking. It's a ring. It is the largest and most pervasive child trafficking ring in the history of the world by sheer money and numbers.
Children are seized unnecessarily from their families due to the federal aid entitled the Adoption and Safe Families Act.
It was put into law in 1997 by Bill and Hillary Clinton, and I said it that way on purpose. And it is a law that literally steals money from the Social Security Fund and gives this money to the states in order to incentivize them to kidnap babies.
To receive the adoption incentives or bonuses, local CPS must have more children. They must have more merchandise to sell.
Every child, once you've added it all up, is worth approximately $1 million to the state. But we've been told that this is a $60 to $80 billion a year industry, meaning the federal government is taking $80 billion a year and giving that money to all of the 50 states to kidnap children.
Parents are victimized by the system that makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning children to their parents.
But their own statistics state that 83% of all children who are taken by CPS, Child Protective Services, are for unsubstantiated allegations, meaning never should it have happened in the first place. So imagine anything else in the world where you know you get it wrong 83% of the time and you admit it, but you just keep doing it.
Case workers and social workers are often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence.
Now you've heard story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he calls it, for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Aliyabow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton
in Jesus' closet.
And because there's no skeleton in Jesus' closet, folks, we've got God's guarantee of immortality for those that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and that are saved. And right now, America, as you know, America is hurting. She's hurting bad. And folks, again, listen, our only hope is God. God is our only hope. Our Lord is our only hope. Now, this is why we are leading up for 9/11, September 11th, Sunday, September 11th. We are asking all of you out there listening to me, all of you out there, we're asking for you to go to your pastor on that day and ask him to be a part of national. We're having national pastors. We're all going to be preaching on repentance. And the repentance first. Remember, the repentance is required for remissions of sins. So repentance first, and then what we're going to pray for is, well, there's going to be prayer and fasting, but also for revival. We want to pray for revival. And so listen, God's given us a guarantee. When my people turn from their wicked ways, okay, he's given us, if you'll do that. But it's very important. Remember how the opposition is in lockstep. They know how important lockstep is. We need to get into lockstep, like Joe was talking about here. Let me tell you something. You have no right to complain if you don't vote for how bad things are. You need to get out there and vote. You need to go and vote. Get registered. And you say, well, what's the use if they're going to steal the votes? Then, yeah, if they steal the votes, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain about it. But if you do vote, then you've got a right for boy, I'm going to tell you, indignant, tell me, Joe, I'm trying to say it. But anyhow, so get out there and vote, but go first of all and go to your pastors and tell them this coming 9/11, we need, everybody needs to get together to go out and have the pastors all pray in unison all across this country. God will hear those prayers, but we have to be together. We have to pray. And so do it. Well, just get it done.
Another reason for everybody to do that. You've all heard how Biden has been depleting our national oil reserve that's supposed to be in case of national emergency like a gigantic hurricane or war. Reading an article here, Biden administration has been drawing down on our weapon systems and munitions. They didn't just have it manufactured. They took our existing stock of weapons and ammunition and sent them to Ukraine from our existing arsenals. And right now we are short, the headline, severely depleted U.S. military low on ammo. The Pentagon saying this is not, the generals are saying this is not a level we would want to go at war. We could not fight right now. We've depleted our combat rounds for howitzers and explosives, and it goes on to great detail. But we basically raided our own munitions, supplies, weapons, rockets, you name it. We've sent it to Ukraine, and we have not replaced it yet. Just like our oil reserve, Obama is putting us, Biden is putting us in a real critical situation. If any world were to break loose.
Joe, believe me, he did not just abandon $85 billion worth of military weapons and equipment in Afghanistan. The money flowed back. The Biden corrupt Biden cartel doesn't do anything for nothing. That money would flow back into the cartel there, and that's why all of that equipment was left there. Now, again, exactly. The corruption. Remember, They have got now, what he gave the Taliban is more military equipment. They got a bigger army now than a number of countries because of that.
Right.
Okay. Now,
here's
we tried to tell you.
I didn't get to this supply chain right now. It may take over a year or longer to replenish what we're low on. So we might not even be, if we started to rebuild it right now, which the budget hasn't come in for 2023, even if they pass the money, it could be a year from whenever they pass the budget in 23 to replenish the stocks that are missing. We could be a whole year before we could even start rebuilding.
Well, don't forget the chatter that's been out there for a while, and we're talking about people that are in the authority in places to know, people, high-ranking people. They're saying that they fully expect in the Red Chinese Army has said, you know, that it is looking at an invasion, or at least a threat of an invasion of our shores, come around the 1st of November. Now, their people here, and our government, the people that they own here in this country, have been depleting Austin, Milley. They've been depleting our military. They've been weakening our military, okay? Killing off our own soldiers with a poisonous poke. Folks, that's treason is what's been taking place. So that is happening now. This is why I'm telling you, God is our only hope. So there you go, Joe.
You know, like they said in World War II, praise the Lord and then pass the ammunition. He also expects his people to follow his orders, doesn't he, Pastor?
He certainly does. Alrighty, here's why we need God. Pennsylvania drag queen faces 25 child pornography charges. A drag queen who counseled children at a safe haven for lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, LGBT youth, has been arrested and charged with 25 counts of child pornography. Of course, that's what they do, according to a report from Pennsylvania Live. Bruce Williams, who worked at the safe haven in Harrisburg, PA, is charged with 25 counts of child pornography for at least 49 photos and 25 videos of naked boys, according to the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office. You know, I'm surprised they're even prosecuting it there. And Williams, a Chambersburg native, downloaded the photos between May and December of 2020.
He had to go way out of his way to get their attention because they sure haven't been paying much.
In Serbia, they
belong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In Serbia, they canceled the sodomite parade because of massive protests from the people. At least they had the decency to protest.
Well, here we're doing the opposite. There's a group out there of people, gays against groomers. And it's led by a lesbian, and she's saying it's one thing when you're an adult to choose to be a homosexual, she used that word, or a lesbian, but she said this going after the children is totally, totally wrong. They're trying to groom children. These are horrible people in the, you know, LGBT community. They're evil people, and she said, well, we started speaking out, but she has been, this group, Gays Against Groomers, has been banned from Twitter for telling the truth. This group started up just this June, 6 June 2022. They've been banned four times since, knocked off. And the reason, well, Twitter doesn't give a reason, just knocks them off, suspends them. And she's saying, well, apparently truth is hate speech, and they've been knocked off now the fourth time, and don't know when they'll be back on. So you even have members of this community that come out and say, hey, we're gays and lesbians, but we don't want this stuff with the children. Totally wrong, totally bad, we're totally against it. And Silicon Valley is doing the best to keep them quiet so nobody knows they are trying to warn the rest of us.
Okay, Child Sex Abuse Center hires academic who wants to destigmatize pedophilia. That's right.
Yeah.
John Hopkins University has hired a female-to-male transgender academic who who has called pedophilia to be de-stigmatized. Despite her comments, Walker has been granted a new position at Johns Hopkins Moore Center for the Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse. That is insanity. That is absolute insanity. There you go.
Well, it's kind of like planned predators out there. They're going to be spending, what, $50 million to buy election results? And they're going to be pushing that issue, hot-button issue, to try and get all the crazy liberals. And the reason it's important, there was a study out there about the FBI and it being corrupt. And guess what? It was like 46% said that they are good. 46-point-something percent, 46-point said that they're not. In other words, the statistics for good or evil were exactly evenly divided in the nation. That tells you this worldview, the liberals vote lockstep, but America is evenly, totally divided on that issue. 46.6% the DOJ and the FBI are respected. But 46.2% say they're politically corrupt and not to be trusted. And, of course, it depends whether you're Democrat or Republican. But the Bible said what? A nation divided against itself cannot stand. And we know that we've got to fight in this battle or we're going to be overrun by evil.
There you go, Joe. 1,200 scientists and professionals declare there is no climate emergency. The political faction that humans cause most of all of our climate change and claim that the science behind the notion is settled has been dealt a savage blow by publication of a World Climate Declaration signed by over 1,100 scientists. There is no climate emergency, say the authors, who are drawn from across the world and led by the Norwegian physics Nobel Prize laureate Professor Ivar Gaiver, okay. Climate scientist is said to have degenerated into a discussion based on beliefs, not on sound self-critical science. Well, we've known that all along, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been telling people that. They take a little thing, they do the lie with a partial truth. We told them, like the polar bears, they showed a big picture of the polar bear on an ice float floating out all by itself. Oh, look at this poor animal going to die. And yet the truth was there were 13 groups of polar bears, I think, or maybe there was 12 or something like that. And most of them were healthy, growing. There was one that wasn't doing so well. You know, one out of a dozen or one out of 13, all the rest were growing, expanding, healthy. But the article focused just on the one group that wasn't doing as well, made it sound like all the polar bears were going away. They're all in danger.
Joe, do you remember? Joe, we were the first ones, if you remember, that we told the liberals that the polar bears would not drown because they could swim. They didn't know that.
Long distance, yeah.
Right. We told them that they're not, that they can swim. Polar bears can swim, okay? See, those kind of things, a lot of these things that we were the first to tell the liberals, like remember, we were the ones that told them about how the guns, we did the experiment. We took the gun and we watched them and we put them out there.
We laid them out and watched them.
And they couldn't kill anybody. They have to have a human to help them, right? And same thing. We actually put one in this.
One gun tried to kill anybody as a whole bunch. We tried different sizes, different calibers. Just didn't work, did it?
We put them right in the SUVs. And a gun and an SUV together, remember. And did nothing. Just sat there without a humans. So, we were the first to tell the liberals. Remember, too, we were the first to tell people, when it came to Peter Cottontail bringing Easter eggs. We told them that rabbits don't lay eggs. They didn't know that. But anyhow, speaking of that, Canada's building interrogation rooms with weapon armories to arrest and prosecute people for climate change. We're going to have to do do that tomorrow because we're out of time for tonight. So, Joe, you got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes to give an invitation, so get her done.
You know, John 3:16 is probably the most known verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, and that begotten means coming forth from the Father, that whosoever believeth in him, Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Saved from what? God said the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty for sin. And God doesn't have this chart where he ranks, you know, oh, this sin is 30 points worse than this sin. All sin is bad. All sin. The wages of sin is death. But God knew we would have free will and choice and knew we would not choose correctly. And so he had to find a way that we could be brought back to him, to be back in fellowship with God, be in his presence, in his holy presence. So he sent his Son to take our sins, your sins and my sins, go to that cross at Calvary, and die in my place, in your place, Pastor Ernie's place, pay the price for our sin debt. But we have to do something to claim that. We have to call upon the Father, and we have to repent to him. We have to be sorry. We have to ask him to forgive us that our sins put his Son on that cross, that Jesus had to die for me so that I could be with the Father, so I could stand in the presence of God himself. And then after we've repented and asked God to forgive us, we have to turn around and ask Jesus to come into our life. I want you, Jesus, to be Lord of my life, all of my life, without any reservation, hesitation. I want to give myself to you. And then we ask that we want to be given the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's our down payment on eternal life. And when this happens, this is our spiritual baptism. We become a new creation, a new creature. We become a child or daughter of the kingdom, a child of God. We become a joint heir with Jesus himself in everlasting salvation. And you will find, if you do this, you will become what they call a born-again believer. Your life will be changed totally. You will find peace, joy, and happiness, no matter what's going on in the world, in your heart, because you have everlasting life. You have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God himself, and you will become one of his children. Greatest thing that can ever, ever, ever happen to anyone on this earth.
You'll never do anything that means as much to you, and we're up against it. We're running out of time for tonight, so very good, John. That was a good invitation, folks. Listen to what he says. That's why we always wait. The last thing we want you to remember is that do it tonight while you got time. Till tomorrow, good night. God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.